ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Where tensions are high after leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah were recently killed, a suspected rocket attack against U.S. and coalition forces at their Al-Asad air base in Iraq today leaves several U.S. service people injured, says a Defense Department spokesperson. That story's still developing. Hurricane Debbie's now a tropical storm heading northeast along the Florida-Georgia border, leaving power outages, flooding, and car trouble in Live Oak, Florida.
We got stuck in mud. Someone had to pull us out. We got stuck in the water. Someone had to pull us out. It's like, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do.
Up to 30 inches of rain could fall in some areas, say forecasters. Analysts say worries about the U.S. economy slowing led to a downer for Wall Street's major indexes, the Dow losing over 1,000 points, but analysts saying the economy's fundamentals are strong. The indexes are still higher than a year ago. Gasoline prices dropped some more over the past week, according to the Energy Department, about 4 cents a gallon. This is ABC News. A decade-long mystery of a dead bear cub found in Central Park in New York solved. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. admits he put the cub there. In a newly released video showing Kennedy talking with Roseanne Barr, he tells the story of how he saw a car hit and kill the cub in upstate New York. He says he put the cub in his van, intending to skin it and keep the meat. But first, he had an appointment.
After a day of falcon hunting, he had to rush to a dinner at Peter Luger's Steakhouse in Brooklyn, where steak for two these days costs about $150. And then he had to go to the airport.
I wasn't drinking, of course, but people were drinking with me who thought this was a good idea. I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park and we'll make it look like he got hit by a
In the new video, he says he was shocked to discover how much attention the discovery of the dead bear with the bicycle got the next day.
ABC's Jonathan Carl, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Mark your calendars for this Tuesday's fourth annual National Night Out and K9 5K Run Walk at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Enjoy first responder and organization displays, food trucks, and activities for all ages, including the Run Walk. Register today for the K9 5K on the Partners for Prevention of Richland County website. Support the city and county K9 units and meet amazing K9s Teddy, Lucy, and Aaron. It's a night to celebrate partnerships in Richland County to promote health and safety for all. They hope to see you there.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There
is a tornado watch for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until midnight. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County until midnight, and a flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. Breezy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain. Low 59. Winds will be northeast 10 to 15. Light showers ending by morning tomorrow. Then a bit of sunshine later in the afternoon. High 74. Winds northeast 10 with gusts up to 20. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Patchy fog possible and a low of 53. And partly cloudy and comfortable Wednesday with a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm at the moment, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 76 degrees. 100.9 WRCO.
Take my hand, together we can do it. They said they caught it just in time, but they had to take more than they planned. And now it's four smiles and baggy shirts to hide what the cancer took from her. And she just wants to feel like a woman again. She said, I don't think I can do this anymore. He took her in his arms and said, that's what my
jumped off, he caught me in his arms. He's an 800 pound Jesus, standing taller than a tree. He's an 800 pound Jesus, a bigger man than you or me. I wanted to return the favor to him, 'cause I never had a more solid friend. Bought him a flock of
That was Sawyer Brown with 800 Pound Jesus. And before that, we had Martina McBride as well as Brooke Graham on Country and Community. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till whenever tonight. We'll see what happens. I'm going to be here at least until the tornado watch expires this evening. So they're talking about that maybe going till midnight, but it's hard to say. Sometimes those watches end early, but they do have it out till midnight, so that way everyone knows. First of all, before I talk more about that, I just want to let you know I'll be here till whenever. And right now, our current temperature is 76 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge at 6:15. And there is a tornado watch in effect until midnight for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon counties. Also, a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County until midnight. And also, there is that flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. So, looks like we're going to have an active weather night tonight. Maybe we'll see what happens. I kind of looked at the radar. It looks like a lot of that heavier weather won't come into the area until around the 8 o'clock hour, but that could always change. These storms all of a sudden crop up, so don't take my word for it, because sometimes these storms come up sooner than expected. So it's good to be on the lookout and stay alert and keep listening to WRCO 100.9, also on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. And I will keep you up to date on any changing weather conditions. That way everyone can stay safe out there. And just to let you know, tomorrow, National Night Out is being celebrated across the country tomorrow. And for Richland County, the Richland County's fourth annual National Night Out will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 at Kroska Park in Richland Center. This year's live entertainment will be located in the Veterans Pavilion, with all other activities located along the gravel path and parking lot. As in the past, there will be police officers, sheriff deputies, firefighters, and first responders, along with their equipment and demonstrations. The annual K9 5K Run Walk, which raise money for the or raise funds for the Richland Center and Richland County K9 programs, will also be held. New this year will be an array of food trucks to purchase food from. Also, the fifth annual Vernon County National Night Out will be held tomorrow from 5 to 9 at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. The event will be filled with fun activities, community engagement, and shared commitment to safety and togetherness. There will be a meet and greet for those in attendance to interact with law enforcement officers, firefighters, and emergency medical personnel. A safety demonstration, kids zone, community resources, an emergency vehicle display, and parade. Gunderson Air Helicopter. There will also be food, refreshments, and fireworks. All Vernon County residents are invited to join this free event. Coming up next, we have Ward Davis with Where I Learned to Live.
Well, I took my first steps in that house on Bowser Road. Fell flat on my face, but got back up, so I'm told. And there's a thousand houses like it, filled with stumbling little kids. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. I used to cruise these streets in Daddy's truck on Friday nights. In that feed store parking lot is where I got in my first fight. And it's where we said I'm sorry. To this day he's still my friend. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. Everything I know I learned between these county lines. How to win, how to lose, how all you can do is try. It don't look like much, but it's home to me. It's where I wanna die. Amy came along, stole my heart and broke it fast. I thought I'd find the cure. Whiskey and gasoline don't mix.
St. Just a town. It's where I learned to live. Second Baptist, it's where we wear our Sunday best. It's where both my girls were baptized, where granddad's laid to rest. Yeah, everything I love's within a half a mile of this. It ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live. This ain't just a town, it's where I learned to live.
Good whiskey, red dirt makes good riding roads, country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown. Oh, God makes the good stuff.
Gunderson Boscobel is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic today.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Your attention, please. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors soon. Save 50% on all bulk hardware, including nuts, bolts, screws, grade 5 and 8, stainless, brass, and more. And while it lasts, half off all lamps, frame prints, bed sheets, Christmas, and select items throughout the store. All furniture is 30% off. Everything goes. Brogan's Retirement Liquidation Sale is on now. Prices slash on grills, power equipment, and rental department. First come, first serve. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Open daily, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
There is a tornado watch for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until midnight. There is also a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County until midnight. And there is a flood watch for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. Breezy with showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rain. Low 59. Winds will be northeast 10 to 15. Light showers ending in the morning tomorrow. Then a bit of sunshine later in the afternoon. High 74. Winds northeast 10 with gusts up to 20. Mostly clear tomorrow night with patchy fog possible and a low of 53. And partly cloudy Wednesday. It will be comfortable with a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 76 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I've been watching it come down for hours. Just another one of those July summer showers. You used to love when storms like this roll in. sure it felt more fun we had getting caught in. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby, I'd start pouring. Sing you a song on an old tin roof, make you miss me like I miss you. Wish I could move some clouds into your sunshine, get some memories flooding back into your mind. You ain't picking up and I've been calling. Wish I could be that rain that's falling. That's gonna get to you. But if I can make a stay in on a Sunday, ruin every single plan that you've made, make you have to slow down for a minute, maybe it realize what you're missing. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby, I'd start pouring. Sing you a song.
again? All right. Go, dude.
Smoking on the back porch out in the boondocks round about 3 p.m. Sun burning like a torch, picking on a wood box. Dogs just running the fence. Riding the bus, daylight till dusk, got the feel good going on. Big storm brewing, all my people coming, gonna throw it back till the jack's all gone. If you need healing, get your back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die. Fire up the good time and let it run till dawn. Wake up on the lawn, kill the hangover with redneck chemistry. We call it backwoods therapy. Light on the chill, cranking up old Cold Joe. And a hot chick trying to pick free bird on my hand-me-down banjo. Some dude shooting blue flame, forgot his own name, he ain't from round here. He's kicking up a storm, stomping in the corner, far too gone to care. If you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die, fire up the good time.
Sucks and life sucks. We'll get you on the guest list if it all gets too much. Call us a redneck therapist. If work sucks, love sucks. If life sucks, we'll get you on the guest list if it all gets too much. If you need healing, we'll get you back to feeling. When you're 9 to 5, makes you wanna die. Fire up the good time, let it burn till dawn. Oh,
That's What I Like About You by John Michael Montgomery. What I like about you is you're making WRCO a part of your evening, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Tim Thede, hoping your Monday is a good one. Yeah, I hate that word, Monday. Well, for me, it's a little different story. My day is off. I only have one day off, and that's on Wednesday. So Wednesday's like my weekend, so it isn't bad for me. But I know the majority of the people out there have their work weeks Monday through Fridays or Monday through Saturdays, sometimes a little different. So it's a little tougher for you to enjoy a Monday, but at least you got the evening off. Maybe, unless you're at work. But anyways, if you do have the evening off, I hope you're enjoying your Monday evening. And yes, we do have those storm watches out. First of all, there is a tornado watch out for Crawford, Grant, Richland, and Vernon counties. And that goes until midnight. And then also there is a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County. That is till midnight as well. And also flood watches for Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties until Tuesday morning. National Weather Service says until 7 a.m., but we have it as Tuesday morning now because you never know how long it'll go. Maybe it'll exceed depending on what we get for weather and precipitation this evening. I've been kind of keeping an eye on the radar. I've been keeping an eye on the AccuWeather radar as well as the weather.com radar. AccuWeather only gives up to about an hour in advance on, or an hour past your time stuff, so it looks an hour ahead on what's going to lapse for weather. Right now, it doesn't look like anything in Richland Center, of course, according to AccuWeather, until probably around 8:30 maybe, and weather.com says around 8 o'clock, or according to their radar, and it looks like a lot of the major weather might be coming in around 10 o'clock or so. So that means if you're out and about driving this evening, and if we do get some bad weather, and if you come upon any roadways that have water in them, please be cautious. Like they say, turn around and don't drown. So I just want to kind of say that ahead of time. But I'll see what we get for weather. I'll probably be reminding everybody about that because it's always a good reminder, because I know some people, they like to chance it and drive through there, but that is not a good idea. I don't think I've ever tried it, but the best is to be careful if you do. And we'll keep an eye on that weather for you, and I'll keep you up to date on any watches or warnings as they come in. I've been kind of keeping an eye on the weather.gov website, checking for any updated watches and stuff, but don't see anything for our area, for the WRCO listening area everywhere. We pretty much got what I just read to each and every one of you. Well, the Brewers, they didn't do too well in their series against the Nationals. Wasn't very good. So they're hoping to turn things around. They got tonight off, and maybe they'll be all refreshed for starting tomorrow in Atlanta and taking on the Braves. That won't be an easy one either. So they'll be there for a three-game series as well. So we'll see how the Brewers do. They got to keep themselves going. We're into August, and September's coming up, and before you know it, it's going to be playoff time. Hopefully they're not in a downspin, but I feel positive. I feel a feeling they'll turn things around, but you'll be able to hear that broadcast of the Brewers tomorrow night on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey Montana, how's it been since you got out of Tennessee? How's the weather up there? How's your family? Hey Montana, I'm just down here trying to shake those memories. The time we came so close to making history, you and me. Hey Montana, I just called to say I miss you and I hope you're doing fine. Steady on my mind. I hope you wrote that book and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Hey Montana, I keep seeing all your pictures on my phone. But you look happy to be back where you came from. Oh, please, Montana. In a few months or a few years on down the road, hope you remember me. But even if you don't, I'm still gonna want to call and say I miss you. Montana.
65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The U.S. investigating an attack by two rockets that today hit the Al-Asad air base with U.S. and coalition forces in Iraq. Several U.S. service people injured, says a Defense Department spokesperson. No word yet who fired the rockets. At the State Department earlier, alongside his Australian counterpart, Secretary Antony Blinken, calling this a critical moment and that all parties must refrain from escalation.
It is urgent that all parties make the right choices in the hours and days ahead.
This hurricane, now again Tropical Storm Debbie, its center over the Florida-Georgia border, moving northeast. Power companies report over 160,000 outages, flood damage. Forecasters say some areas could get up to 30 inches of rain. Global stock markets sell-off today was triggered, analysts say, by new concerns about the U.S. economy. Analysts say the economy's fundamentals remain strong and the major index is still a lot higher than this time last year. This is ABC News. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI again.
This is the second lawsuit that Elon Musk has filed against the maker of ChatGPT. He alleges the two co-founders of OpenAI, Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, breached the company's founding principles by putting profits